Alan Kring Productions, in association with Emergent Life Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240 for Autumn Semester 2021. Today, review for the final exam. I'll go through the quiz 8 very briefly with you as well, just so you have that to see. And then we'll review for the final exam. And then from there, also, after I've done that, you should have received an email message about the student evaluations. They'll open, the link opens at 2:45. It closes at 10 p.m. tonight. You'll have time after I've finished reviewing to do it here or do it before 10 o'clock tonight. And I strongly ask that you do it, because usually the only ones who do it are the ones who are mad. So it would be nice to have a few happy things said, but whatever, you know, just get it done for heaven's sakes. Now, let me go through very quickly that quiz 8 just to make sure that you know what the answers were, why they were what they were. As I'm doing this, I'm also going to say if this is something important for the final. Now, the first one was an increase in net operating working capital increases free cash flow. And that is actually false. It is the opposite. And if you can put somewhere on your note card, NOWC up, free cash flow down. NOC down, free cash flow goes up. They operate inverse, because if you are pumping money into your working capital, then that means that's money that's going out of free cash. So if inventory goes up, accounts receivable go up, or if your payables go down, any of those would increase net operating working capital, which hurts your free cash flow. That you need to know for the final exam. On the final, there will be a question very similar to this. It might not be exactly this, but I'll be testing the same thing. So know this for the final exam. The Federal Reserve supervises the banking system. The district banks regulate it. No, it's the opposite. The Federal Reserve regulates and the district bank supervised. Again, a high likelihood that I'll ask this on the final. As a matter of fact, pretty much everything on this quiz was something that I'm trying to shape. I shaped it so that it was prepping you for the final. Greatest good for the greatest number, that was the utilitarianism. It's certainly not, the categorical imperative was the other one. Do, always do, what you would expect others to do when they are doing their what's right. And capitalism, do for yourself. And it has nothing to do with fiduciary duty whatsoever. Now this one, the VeggieNet decided to drop H, which was the right answer. And so you all got credit for it, okay? The actual right answer is, from least to most, is the required reserve ratio, the discount rate, and then the open market operations. Again, the from least often used to most often used is the required reserve ratio, the discount rate, and then the open market operations. Watch it. The Federal Reserve does not set the federal funds rate. I will try to trip you on that somewhere on the final. Don't let me trip you up. Okay, now, this one, most of you got it right. It's really easy. Look, your margin, unit margin, is $225 minus $105. So your unit margin is $120. All you have to do is take the fixed cost, $4.5 million, divided by the $120. That's all you have to do to get the answer. Don't make that one a difficult one. Now, fiduciary duty. Honesty is not part of it. Your PowerPoint presentation. I've had a couple of you say that the PowerPoint wouldn't open up for you. Did anyone in here have a problem opening that PowerPoint on agency? I had a couple of people, I think they were using Macs or something. But anyway, that's in that PowerPoint. The three pillars are trust, fidelity, and loyalty. Honesty is not part of the game. Okay, net present value of a project. Again, this is very likely to be something that would be on the final. Now, you found that the net present value of the project is zero. That means that you used the internal rate of return. Whether you meant to or not, if you got an NPV of zero, that's the internal rate of return. So in other words, you used 12.5%. So if you had used anything less than 12.5%, you would have been in the positive part of the NPV profile because it's downward sloping. It goes from positive to negative at the internal rate of return. It goes from positive to negative, in this case, at 12.5%. So if you had used 10%, you would have accepted the project because it would have been a positive NPV. Just as simple as that. Something like this, I will test you on knowing if you know the relationship between NPVs and the internal rate of return. That'll definitely be on the final exam. Know this. The governors, there are 7 governors, 12 district banks, and 12 voting members on the OMO. So it's 7, 12, 12. This one, what you do on this one, the only thing I saw that was a mistake that people made was in not putting that $5,000 in year 5. So in other words, give me a second here. Okay. In this one, let me bear with me here 1 minute while I get this turned on here. Yeah. So for this one, just to make sure you know how to do it, apps, finance, NPV, you got 8%, comma, negative $200,000, comma, second, open the bracket for the positive free cash flows. So it's $50,000 in the first 2 years. $50,000, comma, $50,000. And then, what was it? 85, 40. And then in the fifth year, you've got $20,000 plus you've got a positive salvage value. So it's plus positive $5,000. Oops. I was just testing you to see if you would catch that. That's good. You caught it. Yeah, right. Okay. Zero. Fine. happy now that I've done the right numbers? Good, good. Wow. Okay. Enter. There you go. Yeah. Seven.
So there's seven governors?
Yeah, seven governors. I had a couple of people. I may have to go back and fix that because it said in the also in the video seven, and I got to listen to my podcast too. If I said that wrong, I'll have to give credit for that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people.
Well, don't do that, a lot of people. I'll check for myself, and if it's correct, if you're right, I'll fix it. Okay, what I'll do is I'll go back to the podcast and I'll check it there. And if I said that, it's not correct and it was in the video correctly, but I will give credit for that answer as well. And then regrade them and you'll get the credit for it. Whoops. Whoops, didn't mean to do that. Okay, now the next one here. Oh, the internal rate of return. Good grief. Well, all you do is, let me go back and get that out of there. Apps, try it one more time. Apps, finance, IRR. I'll just do it IRR. Negative 200,000, comma. Whoops, and then open the braces, 50, comma, 50, comma, 85, comma, 40, comma, 20,000 plus 5,000. Close the parentheses, close the bracket, close the parenthesis. There you go, 8.62%. These, I guarantee you, I'll ask this for an NPV and an IRR on the exam. That's just meat and potatoes stuff. All you have to do is be able to key these numbers in, and you've got yourself a freebie on the exam. Let me leave that up this time. Wow. Okay. So, let me turn this off here for a minute. And then, from here, I'm going to pull up the final exam. Well, I guess I could just kind of I could just put it up on the overhead for you for a while. No, you wouldn't want me to do that. Okay, here we go. I said 60, and here's something that I do. I write the exam, and then I take it myself on a timer. And my general rule is that I should be able to do it three times as fast as you would. So in other words, 120-minute exam, I should be able to do that in 40 minutes, doing all the calculations and all that. With 60 questions, I was a little bit too hot. I was a little more like 50 minutes, so I put it back down to 50 questions. It is 50. 60 just seemed to take a little bit too long, and even when I'm trying to pretend I'm a student, I'm still knowing answers very quickly that you wouldn't. So realistically, it's better at 50. 2 points each. Yes. And let me do something really quick. I'm going to do a count here. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven true and false. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. Looks like about 32 multiple choice. And then there is one matching. And I give you a word or a term associated with a president's administration. You have to match the president to the word or term. And it's an all or nothing, so you have to match them all correctly to get the credit, the 2-point credit. So make sure that you go through that lecture. It could be something like war on poverty. Who would that be? I know, I didn't mention that one exactly like that. It was Johnson's administration, Kennedy, Johnson. But I could do one like Meow. Who was Meow? Study your notes. Get that down. Okay. And I went from Eisenhower through up to and including the first part of the Reagan administration. So, and there were terms and words that were associated with each of those presidents. Just match them up. And like I said, that's an all or nothing. So make sure, yeah.
Is that podcast on your website?
Yeah. Yeah. That one was one that was kind of one of the important ones where I was showing why it is so easy to say that we were going to get a hyperinflation. The markets and people and commentators are acting like, who would have seen this coming? This is exactly the same thing that happened before. So, yeah, listen to the podcast. Okay, let me get the grinder going here. Okay, just randomly, right out of nowhere, I'll ask some questions. Obviously, you're going to have to price a bond and find the yield on a bond, just like you did on one of the quizzes. Find the price of a bond, find the yield on a bond. If I give you the price, you find the yield. If I give you the yield, you find the price. It's just a TVM solver. Don't ask me if the coupons are semi-annual. You assume that they are semi-annual coupons. I will ask also, just like on one of the quizzes, a very similar question. I will have you find the intrinsic price of a stock. I'll give you dividends, and then I'll give you some horizon. So you have to find the horizon value and then take that back with the dividends. Just like I did, it will be a question to some extent to help you. I will copy a question from the quiz, and then I will just go in and change the numbers so that you're seeing the same visually, the same format, which kind of helps jog your memory so that you're not seeing it thrown at you in a different way. Now, if you're in a higher class, I'll throw it to you five different ways, But in this class, I just want you to get to the point where you know how to do the calculations. So I'll give you one of those on the test, no question about that. Now, as far as other calculation types of questions, I will give you in one question, if you remember the Treasury auction with Mabel, I will do one of those where I give you the quote on a bond and you have to tell me the yield, it's quote on a one-year Treasury bill and you have to find the yield on it. So I might say you bought a Treasury bill, new issue, with a quote of 98 on the 100, or 98.25 on the 100. So what is the yield on it? Well, you would take 1,000, the interest you made, 1,000 minus $980. So that's $20 divided by what you paid for the bond, $980. And there's your answer. So if I said that the bond was quoting at 98 on the 100, the first thing you would do is say 1,000 minus $980. That's how much interest you earn. Divided by what you paid for the bond, $980. Don't make the mistake of saying divided by 1,000. That's not what you paid for it. You paid 980. That's the only place you can really trip up with this problem. But anyway, you take 20 divided by 980, make it a two-place percentage, and then you got your answer. It's really a fast problem. It might look a little more complicated, but it's really, really fast. Now, as far as other, I'm giving you the numericals real quick here. Let me run through here. I'm going to have you find a payment on a loan, okay? Car loan or a home loan, something like that. If you know how to use a TVM solver, those are no-brainers. Promise you, those are easy. Just be careful on them, okay? That you key in everything correctly into it. Also, might have you find an effective yield, which isn't any harder. Give me 1 minute, I just check. Oh, probably shouldn't tell it to you this much. I'll have you find a change in net operating working capital. I'll have you find a change in net operating working capital. Now, one more. I think I'm covering all of the numericals. You'll have to find, if you put money into an account every so often, every year, every month, whatever, how much will you have after a certain amount of time? That was one that was on the midterm. Again, one of those where you're finding a future value. Just remember that these are almost always annuity due. Okay, what else are we doing here? Going back just here and there, know the behavior of a bond price. as it approaches maturity, as the coupon and the yield get closer or farther apart. Know the behavioral, the price dynamics, bond price dynamics. That was that lecture. Know what happens to the present value of a project as you increase the discount rate. Know the relationship between the cost of debt and the cost of new equity, the cost of existing equity, after-tax cost of debt. Know those. Know the relationship between risk and return. Now, one, I showed you, I harvested data on the returns to the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. What lesson was evident? What did you see? What was the point of doing that? I will ask a question about it. Again, I harvested the returns for the Dow 30, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, the returns from 1975 to 2020. And it was very obvious what was going on, what the difference was in the numbers, in the analytics. Go back to your notes and look at it. Or listen to the podcast. Ratios. I'll ask you, I'm not going to ask you for a formula for a ratio, but I want you to know relationships. Like, which is larger, ROE or ROA? Which is bigger, inventory turnover or asset turnover? Which is bigger, current, burn, or asset? Which is the largest, which is the smallest, all that. I'll ask something about that. Now, you need to know the capital asset pricing model. You need to know what the formula is. You need to know what happens if to the securities market line if you increase the risk-free rate but not the expected return of the market. What happens if you increase the expected return to the market but not the risk-free rate? What happens if you increase both because of something like inflation? Also, you need to know, go back and look through the notes on the efficient frontier of investments, the frontier of efficient investments. Go back and just have a look at it. The risk-free rate and the risk premium. Make sure you know what those are. If I tell you, okay, which would have a higher risk premium, a treasury bill or a home loan? What would be the factor that would the internal part of the risk premium? That would be most important for, let's say, a credit card loan. Know systematic and non-systematic risk. And in that same regard, know what beta means. And going back early in the course, what's the difference between a corporation and other business entities? What's the big difference? In those same early lectures, I talked about who has the prior claim, who has the residual claim. Why? And why is debt cheaper than equity? Why is new equity more expensive than existing equity? Turning the problem around for component costs of capital. Which kind of capital? Okay, let me do it this way. What happens to the cost of equity as some of the variables change? Growth rate changes. Price change of the stock changes. Dividends change. What do these different factors do when they change? What do they do to the cost of that type of capital? Obviously, I want you to know the difference between know the relationship between risk and return. Know the kinds of markets, capital markets versus money markets, some kinds of bonds. I might ask you something about bonds. Okay, this is a, I might give you, I describe one that's actually a foreign bond, or I might describe one that's a commodity bond, or something like that, or a callable bond. Be able to identify a bond by its description, what kind of a bond it is. I'll obviously ask you something about who's the writer, who's the seller, who's the buyer, who's the seller, writer, whatever, investor in a debt instrument. That's enough. You ask me questions now. I'm done. What questions do you have for me? Yes.
Can we bring a note card still?
You can bring two. One is from your midterm, and then you can have an extra another one like it. Yeah. I thank you for bringing that up. I forgot. Yeah.
What's the treasury option with Mabel?
You don't remember Mabel? You remember? Well, hello there. Are you going to buy a treasury bill today? Oh, this one's a really nice one. It's $975. Do you want one of those? Oh, you do? Oh! $975 one year. Drag it through the garden, put it in a bag. You do remember, don't you? Of course you do. Mabel remembered you when you came back to the next auction, so surely you remember her. Her name isn't Shirley, though. It's Mabel. Shirley is the one that they fired because she kept sneaking cheeseburgers out to her brother out back because he lost his job at Rivian when they realized that electric cars suck. What else? Yeah. Oh, you can use that. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, you can print out that financial analysis formula sheet like you did on the midterm. Yeah, that's definitely fair. That's definitely fine. Now, while I'm thinking about it, I will have a Zoom session Saturday night for 1 hour. All you do is click on that office hours link there in VeggieNet, and I will be there waiting for you with my cats. And we'll sit and don't come if you're just going to sit and wait for other people to ask questions. This isn't a TV show. Come if you have questions. Talk about what comes after this. Tell me that you really decided you want to major in finance because this was so wonderful or not. Okay. But yeah. Huh?
What time is it at?
7 o'clock. Yeah, bring food. Wait, this is Zoom, so okay. Anyway, now, there is a student evaluation that is now available for you. The link is in the sidebar, and I will bitch my head off at you at the final if you didn't all do it. Other than that, that's all I have for you today, and permanently. I thank you.